This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, I guess to get to it, you've been back together in this sense and with a new single for a while now. Are you sick of each other and we're going to call it quits?
quite the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're re-falling in love with one another.
Oh, please no. That's too much.
So to speak.
Oh, no.
What's a bromance going on here?
No, we're having a fantastic time. We started making this record on the 28th of December. Phil flew over. We had a week together.
Where did he fly to?
Oh, Nashville, Tennessee.
That's where you and I live.
That's true.
Yep.
See, I thought you knew that.
Well, I did. But
all right. Yeah.
Did you see what I did there? I helped the audience.
It's very inclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Grant, thank you, mate. That
was yeah. If you over to America, and then he left us, and Grant and I worked on the record for a while, and then Phil came back. We finished it. We had a great time. We worked on it really hard for about 3 months.
Mm.
And he had a couple of blues.
Nice. How do you manage that, having half a world between some of the band members?
If you try and use Skype and you use internet and you upload and download stuff, then you go, you know what, this is not really working very well.
Our Facebook fans actually flew Phil over for the last 9 days of the recording.
Is that right?
Yeah, we really realised that we needed Phil there. And Paul put on a Facebook post there saying, look, is anyone out there who likes the Paul commentary, who wants us to finish this record really well, got a whole load of points they're prepared to donate? I can't speak this morning, sorry.
But that's okay, it's early.
Frequent flyer points.
Yeah, frequent flyer points we were hoping for. And people said, well, I don't have points, but I got money. And then in 6.5 hours, we had enough for him to fly over.
Great.
Not what does that
class.
Feel
he landed
like?
4 days later. It was unbelievable. We were absolutely
humbled.
Absolutely
humbled.
Blown away.
Thankfully.
It was unbelievable. And in the end, if he hadn't have come back, we wouldn't have been able to finish it because we had one guy editing in one studio, another guy mixing, and then Phil engineering, and Grant and I just making a mess of everything.
Yeah.
If wonderful. You had any doubts about getting back together, surely at that moment they were all gone, you know?
It was just so great. It was like we were absolutely blown away. So we're very excited about this record. And, you know, this is the first time we've toured Australia. Was it 8 years, 7 years?
2004.
Wow. Yeah. So it's really great. We've won one show. And
Sydney's next.
Yeah.
So how long have you been here now? You guys have both come over from Nashville.
Right. I arrived about 4 weeks ago, Paul.
A week.
A week? Oh, how are you going with the jet lag?
I don't believe in jet lag.
Really?
No.
And does that work?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't acknowledge it.
You just stay up.
Yeah, I just don't.
If it's
I don't
daylight,
even
you stay up.
Matter of fact, I don't want to use those words again. If
okay,
you don't mind.
Not a problem. It's now banned from the room.
Talk
add
about
it
what?
To the write-up. Brown M&Ms. Just... No use of the word jet lag.
Yeah, you. Oh,
sorry.
That's okay. I didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah, fair enough. When you played again the songs like the Fill My Cups or the Save, you know, myself. How does that feel when you come back and play that again? Is it just kind of like that's weird? We haven't done that for a while.
It is a little bit. It's weird. Good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like if you used to ride your bike a lot and then you stopped for about 7 years and you got back on it.
You get a bit of a sore bum.
Wow. Okay, a couple of muscles are a little bit tender the next morning. But I remember how to do this. This is great fun.
And do it's people like still know all the words and sing them back to you?
I was quite surprised, well, man.
Based on one concert, yes.
Yeah, great.
I had a great time.
And sure, your mums were in the front row. No.
We did have a few relatives around.
Yeah, it is definitely a little bit of a slightly insecure moment when you sort of wondered, do people still care?
Yeah.
Do they remember? But last night there was like, well, we were quite amazed. There's so many people that were singing along to almost every song. It was amazing.
And even the new song, I don't know why.
Yeah.
The new single that's come off this record, Return, that we just put out.
There was people one soccer mum that was going off.
Yeah.
See that one in the third row?
No.
The soccer mum. Okay.
She was going off.
Now, Phil, I think you're the only one who can answer this one.
Sure.
These two guys here, the Nashville thing. Have they lost that Australia in them?
You would think that they would lose it, but no, it's amazing. It's just ingrained. But there's a couple of fun things that they say that are slightly Nashville.
What do we say,
really?
Phil?
Oh, well, you say things.
Surely not, Phil.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, come on, Phil. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Dog. What are you saying?
Oh, there's a lot of fun mixed up there. Let's just say that. I think it's
well. You have to communicate over there. Things like parking lot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You've got
iTunes.
You might as well
record.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly
record before or something. Record.
When I was there, it's amazing how quickly you assimilate because you just got to do it to communicate. Otherwise, they don't understand what you're talking about.
I know.
And I think we've been there long enough where you realize that there is like the Australian vernacular, and then there's an American version of certain words and things like that. You know, like trash and rubbish and diaper and nappy and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Autumn and fall, but. For me, some of those words, I'm forgetting which one is from which country.
Oh.
Yeah. So sometimes I find myself having to stop and going, do I say hood or bonnet? What do I do? You know,
I sometimes just for the sake of it, just keep going with the Aussie thing. Like I'll be somewhere at a gig somewhere and asking someone, just chuck it in the boot. Excuse me, chuck it in the boot, mate.
Stick to your guns.
Just chuck it in the boot. I don't know what you're talking about. Just put it right in the boot, up there in the boot.
What you do mean, I like take off trunk? My shoe
yeah,
here?
The boot. Put it in the boot.
I went to a outlet for a very well-known American burger establishment that has a very large yellow letter.
You mean an outlet meaning like second-hand burgers?
McDonald's, for example, but not necessarily.
Yes. And I had this conversation. Can you do the conversation with me, Paul?
Sure. I'll go with you.
Okay. Looking at the board, can I have a cheeseburger?
Excuse me?
I'd like a cheeseburger.
Burger?
A cheeseburger, please.
We don't serve those. I'm sorry, sir.
All right, how about a cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah. Would you like fries with that?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I have had that conversation in America.
It's all about that extra R that you got to put into everything.
But did you know we Australians add R's that are not there?
Oh, do we?
Like Americans would say to us, we add extra R's. And think about this. Listen carefully. Honda Accord. Oh. Rebecca and I.
Oh.
America is a good place to live.
So
there's no R between America and is, but we do it. America is.
And I love
Riz.
It about us.
Riz. But we'd probably rather talk about a record, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a fun little culture lesson.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're about to play it.
Oh, right. Good.
So now this was, from what I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, I probably am, that this was, you wrote this from an idea you had back when you were together last time. This album is just looking at some of those old notes you've written down on menu napkins and stuff.
Yeah, just about everything dates originally, the genesis of the idea originates from when we were a band. Some songs more than others.
Uh-huh.
But this one, this really was like the first song we worked on, really, and it was a true collaboration. Some of it was written over Skype. Some of it was written on our own. Some of it was written, and then we bashed it out in the studio together for like almost a day.
Seen a lot of miles already.
Yeah, it really has.
There was a point when I was in Nashville, Phil was in Melbourne, and Paul was on tour in Norway, and we were working on the song. And that's true.
That's so cool.
Communicating, on Skype.
But yeah, we love it. We're proud of it.
And sometimes miscommunicating on Skype.
I noticed it was good to track you recording this as well on Facebook because there's lots of, you can see all the iPads and the iPhones and all the bits of technology you're plugged in to make it all happen. It was just a cool thing. This is a song, I don't know why, Paul Coleman Trio. Enjoy.
Okay. That's good. Should I have not mentioned that in front of them?
Totally
not
at all. Fine.
No, that's fine because actually.
No worries. Whatever puts you to sleep, hey?
Oh, yes, there we go.
And you can imagine, what elevator am I on? What floor is this?
And Phil's drumming DVD wasn't available, so. No, actually, you know, the funny thing is last night I was having a bit of a laugh about it, is that all of us, like, in the last 7 years have been doing our own thing. Phil's been producing records. He's now on the pastoral team at a church in Melbourne. Put together a drumming DVD. Grant's been out doing his own thing. He's got his own DVD and his own songs. I got a couple of solo records down there. We're like hocking our stuff on the back table. It was so funny. But it was really cool as well because it's fun coming back to do this when we've all got so many other things we're doing. It's like a real privilege. It's a treat.
And there's not the desperation there. You know, one of the pressures on us that sort of put us in the situation where we felt like we need to put a pause on the Paul Coleman Trio is because the Paul Coleman Trio PC3 had to make it, otherwise we kind of starved. You know, there was this desperation. Desperation is not good for creativity and relationship.
Yeah.
So now
we're a bit more relaxed now.
Yeah, aren't we? Like this can fly. That'd be great. You know, it can go well. Or you know, if people, it's okay. You know, life goes on, and God is good. You know,
For sure. Is there anything you've come back together and gone, this is my favourite thing? I'd forgotten how much I loved this bit of it.
Yeah.
Of being together.
Yeah, just being together.
Yeah.
I think we were doing an interview and someone was asking about the album title and hadn't really thought of it. But I think the return is to hanging out together. It's the music is great and we love it. And I think we've made a really great record. I really do believe that. But I think the fun is just that there's something that happens when the three of us are together. On stage, off stage, at a restaurant, it really doesn't matter. We're releasing a DVD on this tour as well, and there's quite a lot. Actually, I think there's more backstage footage than there is concert footage because we really like the silly moments sometimes more. But there's all sorts of stuff there that that just came out of us hanging out and having someone with a camera. And that's the fun part because, you know, the truth is you spend a couple of hours on stage every night, but the rest of the time you're with each other. So if just being on stage is everything, then you kind of just avoid the other people until then. But we have a good time right up until when we play. So it is fun. The return is to the most fun thing, which is hanging out.
Return to our relationships.
Yeah. It's fun. It's really fun.
Speaking of video, can I quickly mention that we're actually putting together a video clip for the song I Don't Know Why, the one you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And but we figured it'd be more fun if we got people to shoot it for us, like people who like our music.
Cool.
So if you go to paulcommentrio.com, there's a little link there that and you can sync yourself along with your iPhone camera or with your little flip camera or your webcam or whatever, just singing along to I Don't Know Why yourself, you know. And upload that video, and we'll try and integrate it into our video clip.
Great. We'll get a link up on our Facebook page in just a couple of minutes. Yeah.
And if you get creative, you'd sort of maybe do it in front of the Sydney Harbour Bridge or
wherever
you live. Like, I mean, driving. Not you. Driving.
Yeah, no, we've had a submission from the Czech Republic and a submission from Canada, one from Norway, and like as well as some from Australia.
Right. The Easter show's just started. You could get some rippers there.
Oh, yeah. On a roller coaster or something.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. When you're on stage and you're doing your thing, what do you, I guess what drives the band as well, what do you want people to get out of it? What do you want people to walk away when they listen to the album? What do you want them to get out of it?
I was going to say just that relationship is the most valuable thing that we've got, right? I mean, that's what we're rediscovering hanging out with each other is just that, you know, 10, 15, 20 years of history with somebody is actually really, really valuable. And I think that's in a lot of ways what these songs are about. Sometimes it's about the celebration, the good stuff. Sometimes it's about the tough stuff and the difficulties of that. But, you know, I think the overall what we're about and what we're rediscovering is just the celebration of relationship long term, you know.
I think people in a Christian world where everything is really over-explained and over-analyzed, this, to me, what moves me personally, I mean, I'm just moved by watching people, period, at an airport greet each other. I don't know whether they're believers in God, and I don't know who they are, but just the human experience moves me. But as Christians, we have the idea and belief that God is with us and His Spirit is there. But I think sometimes there's that feeling like if you're a bunch of Christian guys and you play music, well, there has to be a formal explanation of everything. And I don't know if I speak for all of us, but I believe people get it.
Hmm.
I believe they get it. I don't believe they need to be belted over the head with it. Having said that, there are opportunities in our shows where we are quite open about
working
talking about
belting.
Our faith. But it's not because we feel like we need to explain it. I think people look and they see something special and they get caught up in it. And but there is a tendency to have to feel like if you're not really putting it blatantly and strongly out there, well, you're not really kind of doing the right thing. But we love people that come to our shows that aren't necessarily using the word Christian to describe themselves. They're totally welcome. We encourage people to bring their favorite atheist, their favorite priest, you know, and at some point afterwards, both of them are going to go, you know, I'm surprised I'm saying this, but I rather enjoyed that. So, you know, we do sing and talk about our faith, but I think the thing we want people to get is what Phil said, you know, this sense that God is moving with people and He's doing stuff and He can't be put in a box. But bottom line is He loves you. He's crazy about you.
Well, the Paul Coleman Trio, The Return, I Don't Know Why, the latest single in concert. If you want to come along to the shows tonight and tomorrow night, head to our website for all the info, hope1032.com.au. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, Aaron and Helen.
A real privilege.
Yeah. Yep. Shara Live tonight and Dayspring tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely.
Come along, 7:30.
Why not?
Wow, be there. Grant.
Is there's some door tickets still available, I think, just a handful.
Is that right?
Are you serious? Some, yeah.
I'd come at 7, though.
Yeah,
get there a bit early.
I'm going to be there at 5.
You want to get a park. Yeah. You want to get right up the front.
If you want to meet the guys and hang around, be a bad smell. A bit stalky-ish, you know. Get there about 4:30. Hey,
we were having our you know, promoter-provided meal last night, and there's a guy there who's like, "G'day, mate, who are you?" He goes, "I'm a guy who comes to gigs early and eats with the band."
Oh,
I probably shouldn't say that on the radio. Though, should I?
Hey, I know that you've already wound it up and everything, and we're just still going, but can buy our record, I think, in 24 hours. Or right now, not just at the shows, but at paulcolemantrio.com.
You get
just
done.
I mean, I just.
But there's no Ian Coleman.
No, there is. That's my uncle.
Uncle Ian.
Ian Coleman. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, well, link, Aaron and Hill and Facebook page. That'll be there.
Thanks,
in about 30 seconds.
And thanks for the great wind-up and the fact that we abused it. And
no.
Thanks
this could
us.
Be the longest
wind-up
ever.
Don't expect to come back in a hurry, mate.
Yeah, wind it up again and we'll ruin it again.
Well, I'm going to wind up with a song from the old days. Can you say that, or is that wrong?
No, that's all right.
Okay, I'll be with you. It's one of my favourites.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want to set it up with anything? Is there some little story about it, or is it nuts? Just a song, play it.
Boy, this was this came out of a scripture where Jesus of Nazareth said, all this stuff's going to happen, crazy stuff, earthquakes, famines, everything,
Pretty relevant.
Pretty relevant.
Yeah, today, but yeah. I'll be with you no matter what. And I think that idea is much more secure than anything else.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.